Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Whitaker moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran strikes out. 1 out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock throws to second for 1, and Potek throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Mankowski moves to second. 2 outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mankowski scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Kemp reaches third base with a triple. Staub goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. Corcoran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mankowski takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Corcoran moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell is called out on strikes. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Porter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Steve Mingori now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Staub moves to third. It's 5-0, Tigers. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Corcoran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Porter reaches second base with a double. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mingori fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell is called out on strikes. two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur is walked intentionally. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Otis reaches second base with a double. Hurdle moves to third. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. Hurdle scores. Otis moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp moves to second. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Corcoran hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kemp moves to third. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Kemp scores. May moves to third. It's 6-2, Tigers. Marty Patton now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker bunts towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Trammell scores. LaFleur goes all the way around to score. Whitaker moves to second. It's 8-2, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Staub is walked intentionally. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Staub moves to second. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. May is walked intentionally. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Corcoran for the out. Whitaker scores. Staub moves to third. May moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-2, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Staub scores. May moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. LaFleur hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. May hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.